Hey, everybody, welcome to American Idol Unaired. I'm your host, Bennett Shear, back with another singer that you didn't see on season 22 of American Idol, Colin Mash.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
I love your energy. I love your shirt. And you told me that it's the audition shirt.
Full pink suit, head to toe. I also did walk in with this to match it.
Wow.
A matching bag to go with it. I have a very deep connection to Katy Perry from when I was young. And I figured when I was thinking about what to wear, I was like, I have to wear something that's going to catch her eye because no matter how this goes, at least she'll remember a fabulous pink suit and glittered out purse. So that was the biggest inspiration for this outfit. And also, it just made me feel good. So that's why I went with it.
Tell me about your musical journey leading up to Idol. What inspired you to become an artist and who's influenced you?
Music was always in my household. My mom is a singer and she used to have a band like in the 80s and early 90s. And she would like go around locally in Philadelphia and she's always singing and she would always play music in the house. And I was always introduced to music, film and TV like Grease and The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz was like the first movie I was introduced to by my mother. And then my dad was also into music very much, but he was more of like instrumental, guitar and stuff like that. So it was just always around me growing up. And I loved it. I loved hearing music. I loved standing in front of the TV, listening to The Wizard of Oz, which then as I got older morphed into playing Just Dance and the Michael Jackson Experience or Disney Channel Sing It with the microphone. So I was always finding ways to just like perform and perform. And then I would say maybe in like third or fourth grade, my really close childhood friend, her name was Julia, she was very into theater, musical theater. And her family used to take me to the touring shows in Philadelphia. And I remember I'd seen a couple. I think I saw like Les Mis and I'd seen Beauty and the Beast. But then she took me to see Wicked, the musical. And that show just kind of lit up everything in me. And I just remember sitting in that theater and going, that's what I'm going to do one day. I was just so taken back by it. And yeah, from then on, I would say I moved into fifth grade, started doing like a lot of choir and I would do little plays. And then I went to middle school and they had a great theater program and I did all the shows there. And then high school is when it really, really got serious. I started training my voice and I was doing every single show there, the plays and the musicals. And I just loved being on stage. Any performance opportunity I got in high school, I took. And then I went to college for it. I went to school for musical theater for a while. And then I ended up booking a tour called Hits the Musical. And then that pretty much kickstarted where I am right now.
From Just Dance to every stage.
I know. Just Dance is a powerful game. And I still play it now at the grown age of 22.
I have the flashbacks to being with friends in the basement. And probably even actually to the song Just Dance by Lady Gaga, which is one of my favorite
iconic songs.
Funny
enough, the one I remember the most, honestly, is California Girls by Katy Perry.
Well, meeting Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, what's that flashback look like for you?
You know, it's really so funny because I feel like everyone's stories right before they're like, oh, I was writhing with nerves right before seeing them, which I was. Let's not get it twisted. I very much was. But I was starting to think like, oh my God, like I'm about to be in front of all these like music legends that I've heard about for so long. Like, that's really scary. But I just got this wave of like, no, Colin, this is your one shot. We don't have time to like freak out and be nerves. Like, as iconic as they are and as intimidating as that seems, we just have to let it go. So on the outside, I walked in. I'm like, hey, guys, like, so like, how are you? What's up? And I was very composed. But I will say internally, I was like, oh my God, Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan are sitting right in front of me and talking about me. When they say my name, I'm like, oh my gosh, they know my name. Honestly, the first thing they noticed was my outfit and bag, and Luke and Lionel were like, oh my God. And I think it was either Luke or Lionel that said, Katy, I think this one's for you. And Katy just sat there like this as I walked in. And I was like, yes, yes, that's the reaction I wanted. But then they asked my name and where I'm from, and I'm from a town called Conshohocken. It's right outside of Philadelphia. And so it was so funny because they started like repeating it, because it's a funny name. Hearing them like repeat it and be like, that's an interesting name, was so cool. And then they asked me about the tour I did, actually, because they were like, we know you have a musical theater background and Like, we heard you just had a big opportunity. What was that? And I talked about Hits the Musical for a while. And then right before, because they were like, okay, we're gonna have you sing now. Like, what are you singing? And right before I could get that out, Katie goes, wait. And I was like, what's going on? And she goes, what's in the bag? And I said, oh, yes, of course. And I did a what's in my bag right on the Oval. And I wish I had more interesting stuff. All I really had was Ariana Grande's travel perfume, Ricola's, sunglasses, and a hotel room key. So I was like, I'm so sorry. It's not more interesting than that. But that was pretty funny. Yeah, so it was friendly banter back and forth.
Talk about the performance. How did it go? What'd you sing? How'd they react?
It was so fun. I ended up singing Man Eater by Hall and Oates,
Oh.
which was really fun. And the inspiration from that, actually, there was a movie that came out early last year called No Hard Feelings by Jennifer, well, with Jennifer Lawrence and Andrew Barth Feldman. And Andrew in the movie sang this jazzy ballad version of it. And I remember sitting in the theater and going, oh my, because at that point I was already considering doing Idol, and he sang it, and I was like, that's what I'm gonna sing that for Idol. I love that arrangement. And so I brought it. And then in the rehearsals with the producers, they were like, we think you should do the upbeat version to like match the vibe you're coming with. And I was like, okay, cool. And it was great. I mean, I'm definitely a big performer at heart. Like, I can't just stand there and sing. I have to like move around and engage and go to this side, go to that side. And the judges had fun with me. Like, they ended up standing up and singing along with me, which was so insane. I was like, oh my gosh, they're singing along to my performance right now. But yeah, I just had fun, and they seemed to enjoy it. Ultimately, they did decide no, I did not get the ticket to Hollywood, because Kate, well, all three of them ultimately decided it was a bit too theatrical and too Broadway, which I was like, with my background, that makes perfect sense. Like, that it made perfect sense. Luke said my voice was pretty good, but he thinks that it was, I'm a little too like in the Broadway mode. Katie said the same thing, and then she thought I should probably get a little more exposure and see bigger cities. And that makes me laugh, because her that feedback is honestly my fault, because Conshohocken is a small town, but it's still like a bigger suburban town. But she or right there, she asked me what the population was, and the population of Conshohocken is maybe like 10 to 11,000 people. I said a few hundred. So she thinks I live in the middle of nowhere. So that's why she was like, you need to experience bigger cities. Like, and I live literally right next to Philadelphia, so I'm next to one of the biggest cities. But and then Lionel gave such great feedback. He was so nice about it. He said the same thing about being theatrical. But he told me I had it all. He was like, you have it all. You have the look and you have the moves. He said, you have a good voice. He said, I just want you to take the year and work on some pop vocal elements. He said, don't worry about putting on a show. Like, stand in one place. Like, focus on your voice. And he said, I really think if you take the next year to do that, we would love to see you come back next season. And so I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, Lionel. That's crazy. So yeah, it was very good feedback for me to, well, A, I was like, okay, cool. Like, Broadway is what I do. If they're saying that, maybe it's meant to be. But also I was like, okay, this is also good feedback for me to branch out so I can like explore that side. Because it's true. I mean, prior to that, musical theater was like my everything. It's all I have done, and it's my forte. So since then, I've been like really honing in on pop songs and riffs and runs and all the elements it takes to really deliver a pop song like in its best form. So he thinks that it was, I'm a little too like in the Broadway mode. Katie said the same thing, and then she thought I should probably get a little more exposure and see bigger cities. And that makes me laugh, because her that feedback is honestly my fault, because Conshohocken is a small town, but it's still like a bigger suburban town. But she or right there, she asked me what the population was, and the population of Conshohocken is maybe like 10 to 11,000 people. I said a few hundred. So she thinks I live in the middle of nowhere. So that's why she was like, you need to experience bigger cities. Like, and I live literally right next to Philadelphia, so I'm next to one of the biggest cities. But and then Lionel gave such great feedback. He was so nice about it. He said the same thing about being theatrical, but he told me I had it all. He was like, you have it all. You have the look and you have the moves. He said, you have a good voice. He said, I just want you to take the year and work on some pop vocal elements. He said, don't worry about putting on a show. Like, stand in one place, like, focus on your voice. And he said, I really think if you take the next year to do that, we would love to see you come back next season. And so I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, Lionel. That's crazy. So yeah, it was very good feedback for me to, well, A, I was like, okay, cool. Like, Broadway is what I do. If they're saying that, maybe it's meant to be. But also, I was like, okay, this is also good feedback for me to branch out so I can like explore that side. Because it's true. I mean, prior to that, musical theater was like my everything. It's all I have done and it's my forte. So since then, I've been like really honing in on pop songs and riffs and runs and all the elements it takes to really deliver a pop song, like, in its best form. So I'm very, very thankful for the feedback they gave me.
You had to kind of sum up a few thoughts, like what you took away from this experience.
I really want to say that one of the most surprising things for me was the beautiful camaraderie we had in the holding room. And it's so funny because a lot of these cities were the small ones, like the hometowns, and it was like a small group of people, which is very easy to like bond with. But I was at LA, and so there was like 50 or 60 of us, and it's definitely harder to like have like a tight-knit group with such a huge group of people. But there was no problem there. Like, everybody was so kind and welcoming and interested in each other's stories. And I know that shouldn't be surprising, that should be the normal, but I'm so used to the musical theater world, and usually, not all the time, theater fans don't come for me because not everyone, but there's a good amount of people in the like theater, college auditions, community theater sometimes, where you'll walk in and they'll go, oh, well, what are you singing today? Oh, that's cute. Well, I'm singing this, and I went to this school, and I work with this teacher. And honestly, I know the director and the producer, so no worries. I mean, have fun, but I guess I'll see you out there maybe. And it's just this very like intimidating, gross feeling that you get put upon yourself right before you're about to audition for someone who's gonna like employ you on a tour or a show, and not the best. And so I'm like, I remember thinking before Idol, well, if this happens in the musical theater world, this is definitely gonna happen for the Idol auditions. And so I was very nervous, but it was literally the complete opposite. Everyone in the holding room was just sitting with one another, asking where each other's from, what were their journeys up until this point, what are you doing after this? And people were genuinely interested. I had conversations with many of the contestants who were so interested in what I had to say. I was so interested in what they had to say. I learned so many cool stories and backgrounds of people who were from all over the world. And you don't get that a lot, or at least me being from like the PA area, like I don't get that. So like that was really cool, and in a way alleviated a lot of stress because this is a huge opportunity. And so all you're thinking about is, I want this audition to go well, I want this audition to go well. And but then you feel better because you're with people who care about you and are like, we're in it together. Because musical theater too, you want that feeling of, oh, I feel good and everyone's so nice, but sometimes you don't always have that. So to have that for Idol was so nice because that was definitely one of the biggest stressful auditions I had, rightfully so, because I was about to sing for three huge music icons. But I also want to talk about a beautiful interaction I had with Abby Carter. Oh, first of all, I went through a very, very difficult breakup, maybe like right before they aired her audition. And when I saw her performance of What Was I Made For? Oh my gosh. I listened to that in the car. I listened to that at home, baking, walking around town. Like, oh my gosh, I just thought that arrangement was so brilliant and it got me through so much. So, Abby, if you're hearing this, thank you so much. But anyway, right after my audition, I came back to the holding room and I was greeted by Abby and she was like, how did it go? Like, what happened? And I told her, and I was definitely disappointed. I mean, I wasn't like super beside myself, but I was definitely very disappointed because rightfully so. But I told her that they told me that I was too Broadway, and I told her that that was my background too. And after I finished telling her what happened, she was like, what's the problem? I think if anything, they just proved to you that you're meant to do what you're already doing. And I sat back and I was like, wait, she kind of ate with that one. Like, I do theater, I've been doing it for years. Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Katy Perry turned me away, not because I wasn't good, but because I was too Broadway. And that's what I already like do in my life. I just got off a musical tour. And so I was like, wow. And she was like, don't worry. She was like, you're gonna get all your dreams one day. And it was just the most beautiful, genuine, like consoling session ever. And it made so much of the disappointment go away. And it turned it into like a proud, like, Colin, you did that. And you just got great feedback. And now we're gonna take this and make yourself soar even more. And even her mom had a similar conversation. Honestly, with her mom, it made me laugh because I told her what I told Abby, and her mom goes, I'm not hearing the negative feedback. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, Miss Carter. And she said the same things Abby was saying, and oh, she just has a beautiful family. And but that interaction I had with Abby, I was not the only one who had moments like that. Like, I could see people across the room, like, really delving into each other's lives and laughing and sharing jokes. And it wasn't all about music either, which was so cool. People were talking about like common interests and pop culture and this and that. And people were like becoming close so fast. And we're all taking pictures with one another and living in the moment, which was so cool. And quite honestly, I don't think I'm going to get an audition room experience like that ever again, unless I were to do the show again. Because, like I said, with what I'm normally used to, it's very like in it to win it. Again, theater world, don't come for me, not everybody, but it's definitely a little more serious. So I'm very happy that that happened because it definitely was one of the biggest highlights of that journey.
One word of encouragement changed your whole mindset, it sounds like.
That conversation from Abby made me feel like, you know what? I don't have the news I thought I was gonna give, but I'm gonna create some better news to have later on. Like, I'm like, we're gonna put in the work and reach our dreams we've been working for so long. And also another thing I want to add to the camaraderie is seeing people come back to the holding room with the ticket. And when people would come back, you would just hear one like cheer, and then that would turn into another cheer and another cheer, and you'd see the person walking with the ticket, everyone would go and like hugging the person and yes, congratulations. Like, that was so cool. Like, we were able to celebrate the people who had success that day. It just really blew my mind because it's such a huge thing. It's such a huge opportunity. And in the moments where people are getting golden tickets, everyone's cheering. And then people who are coming back without a ticket, people are coming to them like, don't sweat it. You can do it next year, and you're great at what you do. Just everything's gonna be good. Like, oh, I just love that. And I am very much like, I love being with people and stuff. So when you're around good people like that, there's nothing better.
Well, Colin, I've loved hearing your story, and I'm also so stoked to get to hear you sing.
Thank
So,
you.
tell me what you want to perform for us and why.
I definitely want to give my song. I want to do the song I did. I want to sing Maneater by Hall & Oates. Now, for the actual show, I did do the upbeat version, but originally I was going to do the jazzy ballad version from No Hard Feelings. And just to showcase that, and I love that version, I would love to give the jazzy ballad version here on the show.
Fantastic. We're going to close out with that. Really quick, any social media that you want to plug or things coming up, things people need to be watching out for that you want to talk about?
Sure, for sure. Yeah, there's definitely some exciting things in the works. Right now, I actually booked a regional production of Footloose the Musical. I am playing Red McCormick, the Kevin Bacon role, in Westchester, Pennsylvania. So that is coming up in June, which is very exciting. I have a very exciting Rocky Horror Picture Show tribute concert in New York City, May 31st and June 1st at Pangea, New York City. I am actually headlining it with American Idol alumni Julia Davo, and we are gonna give this concert together. Julia and I also have some music in the works that is set to release very soon. I'm very excited for that. I'm working on another vocal competition in Philadelphia that I was just admitted to. And then there's some other things, very exciting things in the works that I can't say yet, but I promise is coming soon. And if you look on my social media, Instagram, Colin Mash Official, and also TikTok, Colin Mash Official, I give constant updates there, and I would love if everyone could follow along.
Well, I am so happy for you, Colin. There's so much to look forward to. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and tell us about it.
Of course, I think this is a fantastic concept to, because there really is so much that you don't see of, or talent that you don't see, or personalities you don't see. So it's really cool that you take the time to give light to those people and let them like share their stories and experiences. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. That means so much. And if you guys want to follow along on the journey of the Idol Unaired podcast, make sure you follow us at Idol Unaired Podcast on Instagram. You can follow me at TV Music Guy. Colin, you're going to close us out with Maneater. But once again, thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of Idol Unaired.
Thank you, Bennett. It was great to be here.
She'll only come out at night. The lean and hungry type. Nothing is new. I've seen her here before. Watching and waiting. Oh, she's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door. You think you're getting for free? The woman is wild, she can't tame by the purr of a jaguar. Money's the matter. If you're in it for love, you ain't gonna get too far. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man-eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man-eater. I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. Deadly man, she could really rip your world apart. Mind over matter. Oh, the beauty is there, but a beast is in the heart. Oh, oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Here she comes, watch out, boy, she'll chew.